you're from the future.
I'm Katie Brady, and you're listening to CJLO. Common Front union leaders are presenting a tentative deal with Quebec to its 420,000 public sector workers this week. This comes after 11 combined days of strikes late last year. The deal includes an inflation clause and addresses vacation, parental leave, and other benefits. Magali Picard, president of the FTQ, told reporters Sunday that support from the public and from workers was instrumental in negotiations.
To be able to do that is because they had the members, they had the workers with them and the population. So let me tell you that it's major, major what they achieve with this negotiation.
Details of the tentative agreements will be presented to union delegates during meetings over the coming weeks. Delegates will then decide if the deal will become an agreement. Eric Gingras, president of the CSQ, says there's other issues facing public sector working conditions to tackle in the near future.
There's salaries, there's working conditions, and there's the systems too. There's decisions that are been taken by the government. PL 15 that we talked about, PL 23, in education, that we're going to have to talk about that.
Meanwhile, the FAE union ended their unlimited general strike, sending students across the province back to school this week. It's yet to be seen if the FIQ, the province's nursing union, will also reach a deal with the province. It said it will be announcing no further actions to focus on negotiations until January 15th. In Montreal for CJLO.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage. We are here tonight. If you had just been tuning in to Hooked on Sonics, you would have heard our voices from our lovely, lovely Funding Drive episode where we were discussing ghosts with Omar of Hooked on Sonics. How's it going, Helen?
It's happening.
Today we have a pretty Canadian heavy playlist for you. And we are excited to start off the show. We're going to start off the show with a Montreal local, Magical Clouds, who used to be pretty around the All right, Helen, tell us a story.
A story about how we are currently doing some some fun planning for our upcoming shows.
Like perhaps. What?
Well, we talked about having like radio call-ins, right? We talked about that.
But yes.
I mean, honestly, anyone's feedback, i.e. our devoted listeners, could influence that. And we had that the episode that we just heard, or the episode, the show we just heard, we did talk about ghosts. We haven't brought that up again. And I think it's always time for ghosts.
I think so too. What would you say is the most spooky month outside of October?
I mean, have you looked outside?
True.
It's dark all the time. It's perfectly spooky. It's spooky in the morning. It's spooky in the afternoon even.
Spooky in the afternoon.
Exactly.
That can be the new Maiden Voyage jingle.
It's spooky all the time.
Yeah, so maybe we will actually make this seance happen.
Yeah.
And kind of on theme, Magical Clouds has to do with magic.
Oh.
So former Montrealer.
Okay. Where are they now? Do you know?
Good question. Let's look it up. Devin Walsh, what you up to?
What's your bet? I'm thinking New York, Brooklyn.
Well, apparently there is a Devin. There's multiple snowboarders and...
what happened to
news Devin? Anchors.
There's also what happened to Devin Walsh's voice. Okay, here we are.
Well, because technically Magical Clouds was a group, but Devin was the front man who they disbanded in 2016. The group does not exist anymore, but I believe he is doing solo music.
Okay.
But yeah, did you ever see Magical Clouds, Helen?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever see Pop Winds?
No.
Did you ever see Grimes?
Well, Grimes I definitely saw and booked once for an Art Matters party. So before Grimes was Grimes.
Did you chat with her?
No.
No. Well, don't worry. Grimes is not one of the Canadians we will be playing on the show today.
Oh,
on that note, this is Downtown by Magical Clouds. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
I want to Parce qu'au fond, ce que je dis. Je sais pas, je suis.
For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayoga.com.
Hey there! In need of some new content? Wanting to expand your music taste in rock, indie, and dreamy pop? Well, then join me, Andrea Lukasher, every Sunday from 3 to 4 for Melodramatic, where I discuss new artists, new albums, and interview local bands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy dreamy tunes on Sunday afternoons.
I was more than just a coward, I was handsome too. I felt nothing when your flood came down.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage. You just heard a block of Canadiana. The song that we just heard was The Con by Tegan and Sarah off of their fifth album, I believe, The Con, the self-titled track. Before that was La Laideur by Safia Nolan off of their debut album, Limolu, which is one of my faves of all time. Before that was a song chosen by friend of the show, Nikita, Slime by Marika Hackerman. This is the first time I heard this song, and I absolutely loved this small EP. It's called The Yellow Mile. You should definitely check it out. Thank you, Nikita. And then we started off the show with Downtown by Magical Clouds. So actually, there's some interesting stuff happening in 2023. So if you are a fan of Safia Nolan, they're going to be playing a very small show on Thursday, February 8th at Quai de Brume, which I'm very surprised by. Actually, it looks like this tour is going to be very small. So if you are available, I would definitely recommend it. I once saw them play at the Notre Dame de Bon Secours, and it was amazing, amazing, amazing. So definitely would recommend. And Tegan and Sarah are actually doing a very small show this year, specifically for their third album, Not Tonight, which I actually think is kind of a fun throwback mini tour type of thing to do, to like just play one album. And it's a very good album with songs like Monday, Monday, Monday and Living Room, like great, great early music. But they're only touring in Ontario. So
interesting.
If you have a car, if you want to go to Ottawa on March 26th, they're going to be playing at the Meridian Theaters, or they're playing in Brampton. They're playing in Richmond Brampton. Hill. They're playing in Huntsville. They're playing in St. Catharines,
well,
y'all.
Baby.
I know, it's kind of cute. It kind of reminds me of like a university tour, which they probably did in their early 20s. So
Chatham on Kent.
Cute. They're very good at doing intimate shows. So would recommend seeing them live. We've got some more Canadian content for you coming up. A little bit of a throwback. We're kind of in our throwback zone right now. A little bit of stuff by The Shins. A little bit of stuff by another Montrealer, Land of Talk, which if you've listened to Maiden Voyage in the past, you know we love Land of Talk. Got some good stuff coming up. And then, you know, we'll kind of transition a bit out of Canada land, so to speak.
But this song that's coming up, this is a good cold day, walking in the cold.
January. A Helen Fave?
Yeah, yes.
Helen Fave walk song?
It's a Helen Fave walk song.
Do you have any new slang that you like to use?
No.
No?
No.
No new slang?
No new slang.
The kids are all about saying Riz.
Oh, really? Okay.
Do you know what it means?
No.
Charisma.
Oh. Like, we're just going into like Verlan here instead with English.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started with Verlan.
Yeah. We could just, no.
You try to learn a language, and then you realize they've made Pig Latin.
Yeah, because they got bored with the language, because they've had to learn it so strictly. And so then you're going to, like, spice it up a bit.
It's just so funny, because imagine, just in conversation, I mean, not to knock Verlan, like, slang is fun, but if we actually did, as a society, speak Pig Latin.
Well, yeah, that would kind of, then, yeah.
It's Aiden Ma... Wait.
Oh, don't even get me started. It's the end of the day. There's no way.
Voyage Bay.
Oy, no, it doesn't even sound good. Especially in French, it sounds actually kind of
nice.
It
does.
That's the difference.
It does. Yeah. Like, it sounds cool, whereas, like, Pig Latin very much does not sound cool.
Yeah, that sounded like Pig Latin.
Yeah.
It was.
It was. I'm sure if Brian Doc Holliday was listening, formerly of Fantastic Sypha and CJLO, he's very good. He would be correcting me. He'd be like, that wasn't correct.
Also, I think if it had a little flair, a little accent, I would make it
a little Pig Latin accent?
Yeah.
What would the Pig Latin accent be?
Well, first of all, just the name Pig Latin throws it off, but I don't know. I mean, yeah. No. Something smoother. Something
a little bit more smooth.
Yeah. Something that would attract more Pig Latin speakers.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Well, if you have any slang that you've picked up recently that you like to use, give us a call at 514-848-7471. We can share it on air after the break. So if you haven't guessed yet, coming up next is New Slang by The Shins.
What?
You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. You turn me back into the dirt. I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn. Notice the stripes, the dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. And if you turn.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. Right now, you just heard Claro with the song Flaming Hot Cheetos off of the album Flaming Off Cheetos. Before that was Kisses by Slow Dive, one of Omar's favorite bands. And before that was Quarry Hymns by Land of Talk, another Montreal local, which we love here on the show. And yeah, did not realize that Land of Talk had actually come out with an album in October, which I feel very neglectful by. So definitely have to check that out. It's called Performances. You can listen to it on Bandcamp. It's out on Saddle Creek Records. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've probably gotten to it before I did, which, fair enough. It happens. We are going to go to a little bit of an ad break here, and then we're going to play some more music. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Presented by SiriusXM, Quebec City's craziest alt festival, The Fuck Off, is back for its 10th consecutive year. From February 9th to the 17th, Quebec City will come alive with shows and showcases featuring emerging music of all genres. Get your ticket and come discover amazing artists like Teke Teke, Get the Shot, Solipsism, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B, and more. The Fuck Off is the festival that heats up your February. Visit phoqueoff.com for more information.
I have my sentence now, at last I know just how you felt. I dig my fingers in, expecting more than just the skin.
Thank you.
That was British indie rock band The Last Dinner Party, who have announced their first album, The Prelude to Ecstasy, which is set to arrive on February 2nd via Island Records. Coming up next, we have some slow pulp for you. This song is called Falling Apart. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Smells The first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to derail my one-track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I a masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. Well, but let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell.
That was Lucy Dacus with Night Shift, and we have come to the end of the